but I just, I got, I doubled mine. I've got two on each side. And it works pretty well. Yeah. I got a rock, oh, within 10 feet of the other side of the lake, I guess.
Well, I'm the same.
Of course, I can't hit anything.
Yeah.
But oh, I'm fierce. I feel I'm protected.
I go live, huh?
Bring on your snakes. Oh, I do hate snakes. I just can't stand those things.
You can't?
No.
Well, you know what? That's something. A snake, I'm not too scared of a snake. But now these transfers like that, boy, I draw the line there.
Why? Well, I meant to ask you about snakes around here. And the fishing.
We got three poison snakes. We got the rattlesnake, the copperhead, and the mock snake.
To me, they're all deadly.
Yeah, those are the three deadly
snakes.
Even
the little green ones.
Mm-hmm. Just all snakes are deadly to you.
Shakes up my nervous system, something awful.
Well, I'm not, it's a wonder that I haven't been bitten. The way I get to wade these creeks, you know that, well, they call them cottonmouth. Of course, they're just moxie. But they're poison. I waded right by those things.
You didn't ever think a snake would bite you in the water until somebody came in here to the hospital.
Hmm.
They brought someone in over here the other day. Snake bite.
Hmm. I guess the wickedest is the doggone little copperhead, isn't it? Because you just roll
well,
over.
It and the rattlesnake. Yeah, the copperhead. We killed a big copperhead down the other day. We were pumping that tank out. And we put this hose around by the tank. And this water was going out there and it seeped down in there. And I just started to jump around and looked over there, and there he come out of a hole just about that long. Boy, he was vicious. I come almost stepping right in the middle of it.
What'd you do, get a shovel? Cut his head off?
I killed him with a shovel. Shovel's laying there, the only thing I can find.
Well, they're handy, aren't they?
They sure are.
Just like a guillotine. My little dog started barking. There was a black snake out in the back of the house the other day. It was trying its best to disappear, about like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it had eaten. It had eaten something, mm-hmm. But the snake looked just like a string of weenies. Mice, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I got out my air rifle and put him away. I don't like any of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't
either. What kind of air rifle do you use?
Crosby.
I used to, when I was a kid, I'd always get a Benjamin. When these little beagles, you pull out the pump.
Uh-huh. My
Crosby. I never will forget. Well, I'd have to get down and pump this and get, I know it carried a little piece of wood with me.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I get six pumps on that thing, boy.
Shoot BBs or pellets?
BB.
Mine shoots 22 pellets. And
yeah,
I got
those are
thing.
Nice little gun.
And 37 or 38.
Hmm.
And it's still going. The valves are weak on it now, but it still works. I squirted it full of oil. I thought maybe the valves would come back. But if they don't, I'll send it into the factory.
Yeah.
I think it probably cost $9 or $10 when it was new.
Mm-hmm.
It's only gone now for 22, 23 years.
Yeah.
What did you have to sharpen, or what was common around the farm to sharpen scythes and things like that? Axes.
Grindstone.
That would be the big one?
Wheel.
And what would generally be carried to sharpen them in the field?
File.
And if you wanted to put a fine edge on them? Was another stone or rock of some sort carried?